Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Fighting the high-tech fight.
Motherboard, don't hit back.
The phones are open. Call Dave now at 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
Just posting that link. It's a really interesting infographic on the modern music timeline.
Very good, Dr. Dave. Are you turning over? Is this a new resolution?
No.
And why are you giving me a hard time about liking one of your posts the other day? Come on.
Because you're supposed to be working
highly
secure.
Hey, they give
cloistered.
They give us breaks every once in a while.
And you, like, instantly respond to a Facebook post. I'm going, well, wait a minute, what's this guy doing? He's either got the day off, he's sitting on the couch, pretending he's sick again, or wasting his employer's money.
Because I want to try to help support your posts and like them, all your rantings and ravings. Don't give me a hard time about it.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I really have, you know, and you've seen it, you know. I think the thing to do for me is not to rant and rave. I just use quotes from other people. Mm-hmm. I just pull quotes because it makes it, it's just better. Mm-hmm. It's just better. What I have to say is unimportant. Just pull the quotes from the really.
That's true. What you're going to say is derived mainly from these people anyway. Why not use their words exactly to express your feelings?
Yeah, yeah.
But then again, I did see a couple of posts of people saying, hey, Dave, what do you think, though?
Yeah.
I know this is what James
Madison said.
And this is what, you know.
I have no thoughts. I'm channeling.
Well, George Washington said, but
I'm about the
you?
Same age.
Exactly. He went to high school with him, so they were almost friends.
Yeah. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. So, yeah, it's just kind of a neat, informative graph of the history of modern music. It starts,
what's that year?
I've got it miniaturized here so I can't see it, but I think it starts like 1950 or 1960, and then it graphs the emergence of new genres and the death of older genres and the reemergence, and it's very interesting. And unfortunately, you know, you do see that the only thing less important or less popular than Lawrence Welk is jazz. That's too bad. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK, even though, you know, much of modern music is derived directly from jazz.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got going on? Well, the other Google story that's kind of interesting today. Well, you can check it out on Google's research blog. I'll have the post up here momentarily after you do a comment in the next break. Posted by Allison Kacholis and Tony Lamb, who are Google researchers, on the 16th on the Google research blog. It's literally googleresearch.blogspot.ca, and you can check it out on the 16th. It's listed by date, and just interesting. And you can see the degradation of modern musical tastes.
And society.
866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. And another interesting story from Google is did you hear about their contact lenses? And I'm not talking about Google Glass. I'm talking about the contact lens.
Mm-hmm. I did see a story about that, believe it or not.
Did you see the picture?
Yes, I did.
Doesn't look comfortable.
No, I mean, I don't know how you can. But who knows? They do a lot of
Well, and you know what will happen after it comes out of prototype, if and when it comes out of prototype. I mean, if I'm, I don't know who the big companies are that do diabetes stuff, but if I'm one of them, I'm really going, ooh, let's license that.
Well, I tell you, well, yeah, absolutely. When I tell you that, you know, being.
Because it's like 1 in 9 people on Earth is diabetic. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, you know, of course, because we are involved with Kelly's Ride, which raises awareness and
money.
Funds
yes.
for the JDRF, the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.
Oh, I thought that was the Jewish Diabetes
no,
Research
that's
Foundation.
Different.
Oh.
But the because of that, we get some information that most people don't hear. And I tell you what, they are really they're on the edge of breaking stuff through.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about cure stuff here.
Did you know what the cells are in your pancreas that create insulin?
Pancakes? Aren't they the pancake cells?
No, they're in your pancreas.
You're right. I don't know. I can't remember what it's called.
It's even weirder. It's the one of the only reason I remember this is because it's so weird.
It sounds strange.
Oh, it's bizarre.
What is it?
Isles of Langerhans.
Oh.
It sounds. Doesn't that sound like an old?
It sounds like a British.
That's, no, that sounds
TV
like a
show.
Well, I was just going to say, I think it sounds like an old Vincent Price horror flick.
or that,
doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes, it does. So what's the deal with this eye
so,
thing?
So, Dr. Langerhans, what are you doing?
On the Isle of Langerhans. So what about these contacts that you put in your eye? Explain it to us, Dr.
Well,
Dave.
What they do is they essentially do a nonstop, real-time blood sugar test and transmit it via Wi-Fi to the NSA.
Of course, that's the first.
It was
stop.
One of the things you heard that in President Obama's speech yesterday, right?
Yep.
When he was talking about, you know, kind of redoing and setting some limits and creating some rules. About one of them was diabetic research
right.
data.
It goes to the NSA and then strictly across his desk, he pushes a button to approve, and then it happens.
Yeah. So.
Because he's got a pen.
It's
got
not
a phone.
Actually a pen, but he does.
So watch out, and he's got a button. He didn't tell you about that.
Yeah. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. I do think there's a lot of promise in that. You know what? And I'll tell you, to me, that's the kind of research that really makes sense. I see some of the stuff these companies do, and I do see some promise in some of these projects, but they're so goofy that it's just hard to deal with. Here's a situation where, obviously, I mean, literally lives could be saved with this. I mean, one of the most difficult things for diabetics sometimes, you know, in terms of, you know, you just get tired of doing it, is checking your blood sugar. You know, you're checking your blood sugar 6 times a day if you're, you know, really good at it. You're supposed to do it a minimum of 3, I think. I'm not an expert, so if I'm wrong, forgive me. But, you know, the more you do it, the more you keep your blood sugar where it needs to be, the better you feel, the better your health is over the long term. And but it just gets old, it gets irritating, and here's a great situation in terms of being able to streamline that, and I would bet it's not real expensive.
Not.
You know, when you think about the technology, the Wi-Fi technology, when you think about non-vision related contact lenses, and you think about the cost of diabetic test strips, you know, all of that. Now, I realize I'm filling in a whole lot of blanks and making a lot of assumptions, but I would imagine it's not real expensive. Interesting technology, and it's the kind of stuff that I am excited about. I see this kind of use of technology, and I think, wow, that's, you know, here's some promise. I mean, here's something that makes a difference. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. A lot of developments in mobile phone companies, you know, AT&T and T-Mobile tried to get together, and they got whacked by the Department of Justice Antitrust Division. And, you know, I've told you this story before. You know, one of the things that happened, and this is, you know, ancient history now, which is just hilarious. But when the DOJ first started going after Microsoft, and really pounded on Microsoft. You know, I don't, you know, if you remember just how big a deal that was. The antitrust stuff. I mean, it was historic and huge and very threatening for Microsoft. And one of the ironies about that is that's what woke Bill Gates up in the understanding of, you know what, I don't like politics, I don't care about politics, but I'd better get in it. And they did. We'll get back to the details of that in this latest story on some interesting maneuvers by cell phone providers right after this.
Afraid of the doctor? Maybe a little phone shy? That's okay. You can send Dr. Dave an email live during the show at drdavelive@gmail.com.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave.
I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.